This is MSO NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Craig Genualdo, Athletic Director, Hamilton Wenham High School. And as we talk on Friday, Craig, last day of school at Hamilton Wenham, so it's a very happy day.
Yes, there's a lot of excitement going on. We got the middle school graduating, kids are wrapping up with finals, teachers are cleaning their classrooms, so people are ready, I think.
Ready for summer, and really, weather-wise, couldn't have a better week, but let's talk about some of the highlights from Hamilton Wenham Athletics this past year. So, Craig, let's begin with the spring, and let's go right to the baseball team. The team picked up a sportsmanship award.
Yeah, that's great. They were recognized for their contributions that they've made to communities around here and people around here. And what I've been telling people is we would hope that this, while we're incredibly proud of our baseball program, we would like to think this is symbolic of what we try to do with all of our teams. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that we're angels all the time, but what I would say is that this stuff is important to us across all the sports, and we never do these things for any recognition. We do them just because it's right. But on the other hand, it is very nice to get recognized for all that they do. We couldn't be more proud of them. They had a great night the other night at Fenway Park where they were honored with Wally before the game, and it was a great time for them, a great experience to be on the field. You know, Satch Sanders and I think John Havlicek were out there throwing the first pitch right behind him, and I think some of the older coaches kind of were in awe as well. So it was an incredible award for them, but we'd like to think it's symbolic of how we try to approach things, that we just try to do things for the right reason without really looking for any kind of reward for it.
You know, I was watching Nesson that night when those guys were there, Satch and John Havlicek, and I'd forgotten that you guys were there at that night at the same time. Obviously, they were interviewing them on the pregame show, I think it was. You know, as you mentioned sportsmanship, I'm thinking, I talked with one of the other Cape Ann League ADs earlier this year, and that was a league focus, so this is a nice honor for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to put a sportsmanship subcommittee group together over the summer. We're going to make some updates and changes to our constitution next year. Not so much to be bureaucratic about it, but really try to live this stuff out. You know, we all read the sportsmanship kind of mantra before our games when we introduce teams and stuff, but we really want to put a heavy focus on it, not because we feel like anything exceptionally bad's happened. This isn't a reaction to one or two big incidents that got out of control, but what it is it's a way to always keep things at the forefront. It's always a way for our coaches to know that this is important to us and that we want to keep the focus on this as much as possible.
Well, let's talk about spring, if we could, Craig. If we could go there, some of the highlights from Hamilton Wenham Athletics this spring.
Yeah, we had some pretty successful teams. Our boys tennis team won the league and made the state tournament. The girls tennis team made, under our new coach Judy Hoyle, who's the PE department chair over at Ipswich. This is her first year as coach. They made a strong push at the end of the year and made the tournament. Had a great run there at the end. Our softball program under Coach Tony Palmieri in just their second year of existence made the tournament, had some real nice wins heading into the tournament. Fell to a very good North Reading team, 3-0 in the tournament, played a great game. And our baseball team made a huge push at the end and even won a game there in the tournament before falling to North Reading. I think they lost 10-7 to North Reading. And North Reading, of course, wound up being the Eastern Mass champions, going all the way to the state finals out in Worcester. So we had some programs do some pretty special things in the spring, and we're really proud of them.
We're going to back up quickly and just, you know, touch on a couple of highlights. Let's back the calendar up, flip the pages back in order here, but what about the winter?
The winter was exciting as well for a number of reasons. One is Mikey DiMarino was named our new basketball coach and replaced, you know, our local legend in Doug Hoke after coming off a 25-0 state championship season. And, you know, we had some players leave the school from graduation and some kids that went on to prep schools, and it was kind of, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? But Mikey led him to a 19-1 regular season, undefeated Cape Ann League record, won the Cape Ann League in his first season as coach, had some big wins along the way, won a couple games in the tournament, and really, really had a nice, nice season. The girls team rebounded incredibly from the year before where they were very young and down, and as those girls get older, and they're still, most of them are coming back still, they made a huge push, just missed the tournament by a game. We won our patent tournament, beating some good teams in that, and they had an incredible run at the end of the year, so we're very grateful to them. And then for boys hockey, in our second year of existence, we had JV hockey this year, and we played a full schedule. We played a full 18-game schedule. They did a great job. I don't know what their record was exactly, but they won about 60 to about 60% of their games and had such a strong enough year that we're very excited that we're going to be moving into varsity next year with our ice hockey program. And so that's going along well, too. So those are probably the winter highlights.
I remember one of the highlights for me, I think, was to do the – we did the Hamilton One and Boys at North Reading at their new high school there, and that was a great basketball game.
I think that was our one regular season loss, yeah. And they were a great team, and we battled with them the whole way, and it was a – you know, the thing about Cape Ann League basketball, I'm sure in the bigger divisions in some of the prep schools, there might be, you know, better talent out there, of course, but – you get in a Cape Ann League game on a Friday night, and literally anybody could beat anybody any day. The teams are incredibly well coached. There's very little margin for error. They're incredibly well played. It's incredible high school basketball. And so going to those games, whether it's boys or girls, is always a treat for people to come out and watch. I think once they finally see it, they're really impressed.
All right, last flip of the calendar brings us back to the fall sports season.
Yeah, so it's funny, in the life of a high school administrator, the fall may as well be 1982. But we did have some nice things happen for us in the fall. Both of our soccer teams won the league, which was an incredible feat. Coach Matt Gorin for the boys, who's been here for a while, did a great job with his guys, and they won a few games in the tournament before falling in overtime, I believe, to Bishop Fenwick in a great game who we had beaten during the season. It was just one of those games that could have gone either way. Coach Nancy Waddell, in her first year as our girls' soccer coach, did an amazing job. They won the league as well. Volleyball made the tournament for the second year in a row. They won a game in the tournament. So congratulations to Coach Flynn and all those girls. They did an incredible job. Of course, our girls' cross-country team, the beat goes on. I don't think they've lost a Cape Ann League regular season meet in about 12 years now. So, you know, they're always amazing, and they always do well in competition statewide, too.
Well, we're talking with Craig Genualdo, athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School. One last question for you, Craig, or topic. Would there be coaching news? And I imagine you must have some coaching news here.
Yeah, sure. We're in the process of interviewing football coaches. Our 10-year veteran football coach, Andrew Morenci, was just named the head high school coach at Beverly. Couldn't be more happy for him. He's a coach's coach. He's an incredible 21st century educator in terms of how he is in the classroom and on the field. His practices are nurturing. They're caring. He cares about the individual kids. We could not be more grateful of the contribution that he's made to Hamilton Wenham over the last 10 years. Still, you have to turn the page, and he knows that as much as anybody. You know, we learned a lot when Coach Hoke retired that, you know, the beat goes on. You have to find a great coach because we have great kids coming up that deserve the very best. We're in the process of interviewing a few coaches. We have some outstanding candidates, both internally and externally, that we're looking, and we're hoping to name that football coach next week.
Gotcha. All right, Craig, anything else you want to share with us that say I didn't ask you about here?
No, we're just very grateful to Morse Stuff Online for all that you do for high school sports in the area. We love the local high school athletics. That's why we do this, because we feel like we're creating incredible memories for kids and trying to give them an environment that they can cherish for the rest of their life. We're incredibly grateful for all that you guys do to honor them and to support them. And anything that we can do to help you do that, we're always happy to do it. And so I want to give you a quick shout out and thanks as well.
And to you as well, right back at you for all your help and you know as your communications, keeping us informed on so many things happening here at Hamilton Wenham. You've done a great job on that, and we thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Good luck, and have a great summer.
Yeah, you too. It's here. Summer's here. School's out. This is that's Craig Genualdo, athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.